This is Yusuf.
This is In-Flight Entertainment.
Yes, the quarantine holiday month.
So we're doing Christmas movies, and I realized that we have a secondary theme of dysfunctional families.
Yes, and dysfunctional Santas this week. Yes. And it's gonna be an interesting week because, you know, we're reviewing a Santa of a different cloth, so to speak, this week. And then I'll throw back, we're going to highlight a counter Santa, but we'll just leave it there.
Right. This week is all about the dark side of Christmas. And we're actually finally doing a new film. It is called Fat Man. It was released November 24th, 2020.
Yep.
And I'm not sure if it ever made it to the theaters, but it's definitely streaming. Or I think you can buy it on Prime Video.
Right.
And it is Fat Man, starring Mel Gibson, Walton Goggins, and Marianne Jean-Baptiste.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. So per IMDb synopsis. And okay, well, I say synopsis, you let me know if they did it right or not. Okay, so a rowdy, unorthodox Santa Claus is fighting to save his declining business. Meanwhile, Billy, a neglected and precocious 12-year-old, hires a hitman to kill Santa after receiving a lump of coal in his stocking.
Yes. So basically, it's a world like where Santa really does exist. Mm-hmm. And he works for the U.S. government. His job is to deliver gifts to kids. And because kids are sort of not really into Christmas anymore, his business is declining, and he really only gets the government paycheck based on the number of kids that he delivers Christmas gifts to. And since that's going down, his business is in decline. And with that, he becomes like a grumpy, angry Santa Claus.
Yes.
Santa is played by Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Santa is played by Marianne Jean-Baptiste, which, honestly, I love that they cast her for Mrs. Santa. It was awesome.
Yeah, she was amazing. Yeah, she was really good.
Yeah, and I feel like Mel Gibson has such a post-Braveheart, such a shady, like, background, and all the things he's done is a bit too religious and weird and crazy. But this was interesting.
Yes, to say the least. I had no idea what I was getting into when I hit start of the film. I knew it was unconventional, and I seen the trailer. I'm like, okay, this is a movie.
Right. I feel like the trailer is a little misleading because the trailer makes it feel like the entire movie is going to be like an action scene with Santa fighting all these people.
Yeah, exactly.
But the entire movie, it's not an entire movie of action. It is about 30 minutes of action and an hour leading up to action.
Exactly, because you have this convergent storyline where the Walton Goggins character, his name is Skinny, right, at per IMDb synopsis, is tapped, you know, by Billy, the precocious 12-year-old, find Santa and kill him.
Yeah, precocious 12-year-old is a very poor way to describe that kid. He is an asshole.
I would say if we captured a young Donald Trump, it would be this kid.
Yep. Where anything that doesn't go his way, he thinks he can hire someone to go fix it for him.
Yep.
And then probably not pay the person. But so we start out meeting the kid where he wins second in the school science fair. And he's so upset about it, he hires Skinny to go take care of the other girl and tells her that she has two choices. She can say she cheated or bad things will happen. Mm-hmm. She pulls out of the science fair so the Trump Jr. can win. Mm-hmm. And then he gets for Christmas a lump of coal. So he hires this guy to go take out Santa as revenge.
Right, for getting that lump of coal, because in his head movies, he was the best kid. He was the best acting kid of the year, you know, so he don't deserve a lump of coal because he was amazing. So yeah, he's a rich kid. And a very nasty kid, he's very nasty to, the servers and the maids and all the subordinates that's in his mansion house, what have you. And they don't really go into his family, like what they do, like he's an heir of something. I don't know.
Yeah, we just know that he's very wealthy. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, which is all we need to know. We don't need to really get into like his history. Like, we just need to know this is a rich, spoiled kid that wanted to kill Santa. Like, yeah.
and so Skinny starts to take off and search for Santa, because although everyone knows Santa exists, they don't know where he is. And he's not necessarily in the North Pole. He is in a town where he can get mail and everything.
Yeah, you have a P.O. box.
Yeah, and so we follow him, finding out that he's not a very nice person. But at the same time, we're getting to know Chris, Mel Gibson's Santa character. And so he's super unhappy because kids aren't really into Christmas anymore or Santa anymore. And he's trying to save his business and all the elves that work for him. And the government comes and they have an offer that if they use the elves and their small little hands and their productive skill set to create motherboards for jets, mm-hmm. that they will pay him a shit ton of money. They just have to do it for 2 months out of the year.
Right. Yeah.
So he saves his business and he starts to get the Christmas spirit back. And that's when Skinny finds Santa.
Exactly.
A bunch of fighting happens.
Yeah. And all hell breaks loose. And it's funny with this movie. Yeah, it's a really dark and like Western like take on Santa. but at the same time, it highlights kind of the world or the mythology of Santa. Like, yeah, you see the factory of elves. I mean, it's a lot of them and they have the pointy ears and stuff. And their diet is sugar, which is a pretty funny scene.
There's a scene where like the government soldiers are talking to the elves that they don't have a real diet, that they need to eat more than just carbohydrates and sugar, and they're like, no, that's why we've been alive forever.
They poured like jelly beans on a cake and it was like eating and they're drinking punch and stuff like that, and one of the elves breaks down the science of, that's the reason why they can keep, making stuff, because they're up on it and they only do like, 20 minute naps? So it's a science to how the elves do their thing, which is very insightful.
I think it was Tesla that never slept, that he just took 20 minute naps throughout the day in order to continue to be productive.
So is it 20 minute naps every 8 hours, or is it just like one 20 minute nap and you keep going?
I think he was weird and did the one 20 minute nap and kept going.
Wow. Yeah. You say nap, I say probably the cocaine kept him going. Anyway. But yeah, it's neither here nor there.
Right, for his friend the pigeon.
Yes.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, go Google Tesla Nikola Tesla, Tesla and his pigeon.
Yes. You will see. Oh, Lord. Yeah. So, and like you were saying, you brought up Mrs. Claus. Such an amazing dynamic between those two, because you were saying that he's this gruntled hearted Santa, but I mean, she's no nonsense, but she knows how to get Chris back into the mode of his former self. You know, I think she dropped off like letters in his workshop, whatever, you know. Yep. Yeah. And then, you know, he's looking at the letters and like how these kids that gave him like a kid an ambulance and grew up to be like an EMT worker and a fire truck and grew up to be a fireman and stuff like that. So he was seeing an inspiration. So the work he's done over the years, yeah, it's not in vain. So, and you know, Mrs. Claus had to kind of show him like, hey, you know, what you do is important. Don't give up. Now you good. And what I love about that scene was, yeah, you could have had this long, drawn out monologue of her kind of sitting him down and talking to him, but
which is what you would normally find in like a Christmas or Santa movie. And it was done so perfectly that here's just three kids you've helped. Imagine all the rest. And they do it visually. And I kind of loved it.
Yeah, that was a really good scene. I was like, wow. Like, bravo writers. I mean, that was a good scene. Like, I would give credit where credit is due. That was a really good scene. You know, and then, you know, when he comes back into the house and Mrs. Claus just kind of looks at him like, you know, you get the kind of like you get the picture kind of thing. You know? And, you know, and then Chris is like, I get it. All right. OK, thanks for opening my eyes and stuff like that. It was like all of the things being said without saying anything. And I think that's a testament to, you know, believing that Santa and Mrs. Claus been together for so long, they really don't need to talk to convey certain things to each other. They just need to either show them something or, you know, look at something. It's like, oh, I get it kind of thing, because they're so locked in at this point because they've been together for like 1,000 years. I don't know.
Yeah. And like Mel Gibson and Marianne Jean-Baptiste, like they played off each other so well.
Yeah.
Initially when the two of them were on screen together, I was like, oh no, but it really worked.
Yeah, I agree. It was one of those like, how is this working? And it's working so well. Like, wow. Like I said, a testament to the writer and the director, man. They did good. I definitely appreciated that aspect. And then on the same time, you have Skinny, you know, we intercut to him using his methods to get closer to the location where Santa and everyone else is. And then he have this truck. No, it's this toy car, right?
It's a toy police car.
Yeah. And it says like, have a like an engraving at the bottom. It's like, oh, built in Santa's like workshop or something like that. I forget what it was exactly. So he keeping that close to him as he go to kill Santa Claus.
Yeah. So Skinny, who's played by Walter Goggins, and you may like, he's one of those actors where you're like, I totally know him, but I don't know his name because he's been in a shit ton of things, but he's never like the leading man. He was in Justified, and I think he actually won a Golden Globe for Justified.
Okay. To go further back, I known him from The Shield as Shane.
Yes, he was in The Shield. Yeah. Right now, he is on a TV show called The Unicorn.
And he was in Hateful Eight. He was in Hateful Eight, the Tarantino flick.
He was also in Sons of Anarchy. I mean, he's been in a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
He's never really, I mean, in The Unicorn, he's front and central. Mm-hmm. But in everything else, he's sort of like that side guy.
Yeah. Oh, he was in Ant-Man and the Wasp, too. Yeah. So, yeah, he's that guy. When you see him, it's like, oh, yeah, that guy. I know that guy from something. It's like, yeah. And when you see him, it's like, okay, I know I'm going to get a good performance out this dude, because the things I've seen him in, I dug. He's like one of those actors. Yeah,
yeah, he's reliable.
Most definitely. Yeah. And so everything comes to a head. You know, we get into the third act where he finally finds the workshop, which is kind of like this this underground kind of military bunker that the elves are doing their thing ish. Yeah, basically. Because they're in Alaska.
They're in Canada.
Canada, somewhere. Right. Okay. Yeah, he had to drive through Alaska, right? Or something like that. Yep. Really. Okay. Yeah. So in Canada, snowy Canada backdrop. And, you know, it like in John Wick fashion, Skinny kind of just go into the bunker and plows down all of the military people. And, you know, the elves are running and trying to fend for their lives. And Chris sees the commotion. He grabs his old musket gun. Didn't he have like a more modern gun?
And they have a shootout, and Santa gets shot. We think he's dead, but Santa doesn't die, guys.
No.
Just he's magical. You can't kill Santa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just kill Santa.
You can't kill magic. But it's cool that Mrs. Claus like shot Skinny though. That was pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. Get Miss Claus in there taking care of business.
Yeah, it's like
she saved Santa's Christmas spirit. Then she saved Santa by killing the bad guy. It was awesome.
Yeah. Like, fellas, look for those qualities in a woman. That's like a ride or die woman that you need in your life. You know, not only keep you sane and on point, but actually keep you physically alive, because she will shoot someone for you. That's a woman you need on your team. So look for a Mrs. Claus, guys. You know, you won't be this one.
Yes. So we chose to review this movie because it was new, and it fit in with our dysfunctional Christmas week. And I think both of us didn't know what we were getting into. So our review scale is sit on the sofa, drink your eggnog, put on your shoes, get ready to go shovel the snow, or go outside and be taken out by Krampus.
Yes.
What is your rating?
You know, at first, like the first 20 minutes, like I really kind of like Pottersville. I was like, what am I getting into with this movie? But honestly, it grew on me, especially when, you know, once Mrs. Claus came on the scene and kind of the dynamic between those two, and like how they used the elves in this story was very clever. It like the spin on the Santa Claus lore was pretty, it was unique, and I definitely give them points for that. Mel Gibson was cool. I mean, I'll have, you know, like I say, if an actor act, I can't like, you know, strike them against them doing their job, and they do their thing. And I'm gonna give it a sit. I'll get to that. It's not for kids. I wouldn't sit that with my kids because it's rated R. It's one of those movies like, hey, I got an hour and 30 something minutes or 40 minutes to kill. Yeah, why not? It's a spaghetti western in the snow. And yeah, it was cool. It was a pleasant surprise. And I haven't seen a lot of those lately. So yes, I give it a sit down.
Yeah. So I'm right there with you. Definitely sit on the sofa, watch it after the kids have gone to bed. I didn't know what I was getting into, and I think it took me about 15 minutes, and I actually stopped playing on my phone to watch the movie because it was so quiet and subtle, but each scene was like really well done. I mean, it was surprising. It was surprising because based on the trailers, I was expecting like a shoot 'em up.
Yeah.
More of a like Fast and Furious stupid type of movie.
Yeah, kind
of
grindhouse type thingy. Yeah.
Yeah. And this was not that. It was lovely.
Agreed. Pleasant surprise. Pleasant surprise. I mean, yeah, we recommend. Okay, so we co-sign all of Fat Man. It's definitely not your average Santa story, but if you're willing to go beyond your regular Christmas lore of Santa and just a take out of left field, you know, watch it. It was good. It was good. We dug it. It was fun.
Like, it has a nice little, like, beyond that it's a fun movie and story, it does have a Christmas theme to it, in that you need your, like, you can't just, like, if you grow up, don't get rid of your Christmas spirit. You have to keep it and continue believing in Santa so that everyone stays nice.
All right. Yeah. And even more unique of this film is Santa had to believe in himself again.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
So, yeah. So there you go. That was cool. So, yeah. So Fat Man, check it out. You dig it. We dug it. I think you dig it. Yeah.
So on Thursday, we're going even darker. We're going to the Norwegian or the German opposite of Santa. We're taking a look at the Krampus story.
Yes. And yeah, and that's going to be on Thursday. So definitely stay tuned for that. Until Thursday, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and
stay home or leave a mat or wear a mask.
Yes. Yes. Peace.